One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
This is a continuation of the message. Love, hope, and faith.
Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. I will read verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, which worketh by love. He says, in Christ Jesus, nothing matters, but faith, which worketh by love. Did you ever read in Hebrews 11th chapter and the 6th verse? It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, he didn't say without love, it is impossible to please God, even though love is important. He didn't say without going to church, it is impossible to please God, even though that is important. He didn't say without giving your offering, it is impossible to please God, even though that is important. He didn't say without prayer, it is impossible to please God, even though that is important. But he picks out faith and says, without faith. Why? Because every other thing in the kingdom of God is obtained or manifested or worked by faith. You cannot even walk in love except by faith. Because ever before you walk in love, you'd have had to have acted by faith to receive the light that works in love. So faith, we become children of God by faith. We don't see him. We don't feel him. But we know in our spirits that he is there. Hallelujah. I know I'm a child of God by faith. I know it in my spirit. Why? Because the word says so. The word of God has said it. So I have faith in my ability. Because he says that he has given me his ability. He tells me, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So I have faith in that. What is faith? That I believe that God is who he says he is. And that I am what he says I am. That he has what he says he has. And I got what he says I got. Even though I do not see it. If God says I have it, I sure do. Hallelujah. I am where he says I am. And I am what he says I am. Hallelujah. He says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. So I am a new creation. I sure am. He says, ye are of God, little children. In other words, you hail from God. Your origin is from him. Then my origin is from God. I come from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. What a life we have in faith. He says, these three abide. Faith, hope, and love. These three. No matter what you have operating in your life, these three abide. These three remain. These are the three essentials. Animals don't have this. Dogs don't have this. Faith, hope, and love. We can't get into the third one, but we can get into the second one tonight. Hope means that you reach out to God. Hope is wonderful. It's a great virtue. We look up to God. Even when we have problems, we are in a difficult situation, We look up to him and we believe in him and expect that something is going to happen in our lives. Hope means that I trust him. That what he said he will do, he will do. Faith means that what he said he has done, he has done. Hallelujah. But hope is what he says he will do, he will do. Oh, glory. I preached to so many people. And as I minister the word of God, I've seen many with the virtue of hope. As people trust God and believe that if he said it, he will do it. If he made a promise, he would make it good. He would perform it. And they trust him and look up to him. Book of Romans. Are you tired of me now? Romans 4th chapter. I want to read the 18th verse. You know, sometimes people say, they just want miracles. That's just that. But I tell you, the word of God is the basis for faith. Without faith, you can't please him. And without the word, there can be no faith. Romans 4th chapter and the 18th verse. He says, who against hope? I'd like to read it to you from the 16th verse so you can get it. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end. The promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God. Woo! I like it. Who quickeneth the dead? He says, God quickens the dead. In other words, God is a miracle God. Because to give life to the dead, that's working a miracle. So he says, God is a miracle God who quickens the dead. And he's a faith God. God is a miracle God and God is a faith God. Did you see it there? God who quickens the dead. That means God is a miracle God. Then he says, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. That's faith. He calls the things that be not as though they were. The things that be not to the senses. He calls them as though they were. Hallelujah. Why does he say this? He says here in the, what we're reading it, earlier part of verse 17, in parentheses, says, as this written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Now notice, he says, I have made thee a father of many nations. He didn't say, I will make you a father of many nations. The man had no child. And God said, I have made you a father of many nations. The man didn't have any child. God said, I have made you. He is not going to make him. God is a faith God. Hallelujah. He said, I have made you a father of many nations. He quickens the dead. He quickens the dead. He gives life to the dead. In other words, to believe in God is to believe in miracles. And to believe in miracles is to believe in God. Because God is a miracle God. He quickens the dead. In other words, nothing ever comes too late to God. Even though the man were dead, yet shall he live. People are filled with, if I had known, if I had known, if I had known. If you trust this kind of God, he gives life to the dead. When you become a child of God, your life ceases from, if I had known. No more if I had known to the Christian. You may make your mistakes. If anybody, even a dog, anybody, if he had known, would do something right. Anybody. What do you think? If we all had known, we would have made straight A's in school. But we just didn't know. Hallelujah. Any dummy knows that. If he had known, he would have made a straight A. So, your life ceases from if I had known. Lord Jesus, if you had been here 4 days ago, our brother would not have died. If you had been here 4 days ago. But here's Jesus now. 4 days late. He's 4 days late. I wanted you to pray. At that time, it was only the stomach. But now, they say the whole thing has ruptured. If you had prayed. Brothers and sisters, this God is the God that quickens the dead.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Love, Hope, and Faith.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234 812 344 5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you.
Who would save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com.
This is a continuation of the message, Love, Hope, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, this God is the God that quickens the dead. They say they have removed the uterus. A young lady wanted to get married. Well, she canceled that for her life because she thought, it's already too late for me. I cannot get married anymore. I would have loved to get married, but it's over. Because they took away the uterus. She had lived a bad life. A very sinful life. And so, when they had that operation, they had to take it away. Otherwise, she could have died. And a young man, a Christian man, fell in love with her. She had been born again. But the uterus was gone. But the young man fell in love with her and said, I'd like to marry you. And she said, it's no use. And she didn't want to tell him why. But after long persuasion, she agreed, she decided, look, we can't get married. Let me tell you why. I don't have no uterus, which means I can't have no child. So let's forget it. The guy said, if any man be in Christ, hey, I can hear somebody saying, but that's a hard one. It's a hard one. But think about Abraham, who is the father of us all. He said, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. They got married. Several months later, she had some pain in the stomach. So they went to the doctor. They went to her doctor. Because she felt she had a tumor or something. Because the tummy was getting a little larger. So when they got to the doctor was offended when she said, she suggested that she wasn't pregnant because doctor had forgotten her. It was some years ago that the operation took place. She was married now. She looked a little different. She already looked pregnant to the doctor, and doctor said, you are pregnant. And she said, doctor, no, I'm not. I think something is wrong with me. Doctor asked certain questions. Have you seen this? Blah, 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 blah. Well, everything positive, positive. You are pregnant. That's how some of you young girls are. And he was mad now at her. Then she said, doctor, you don't remember me. Check my case file. She gave her name. The doctor, he didn't know what to think yet. And he went, he got the thing out. He almost fainted because he was the one who took the thing out. He couldn't believe it. She's pregnant. Doctor, what happened to you? You are pregnant? She had been to Dr. Jesus. Few months later, she gave birth to a baby boy. Doctor didn't know what to think. How can you explain it? Abraham believed in the God who quickens the dead and calls the things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. He calls the things that be not as though they were. Oh, glory to His holy name forever. Glory to His holy name forever. Yeah. Let's go on reading verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Against hope he believed in hope. Against hope he believed in hope. Against hope he believed in hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope is a great virtue. A great virtue. Verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You see, what I like here is the fact that the man believed in hope. God said it. They looked forward to it. They believed it was going to happen. The Bible says he considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And you know what the Bible says? Hope maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah. Hope takes away your shame. When you have hope in God, your shame leaves. Because you trust in the God that raises the dead. You believe in Him. Hallelujah. Hope make it not ashamed. Oh, glory to His holy name forever. You know, in Christianity, we walk according to the Word of God. And the guidance of God's Spirit. If the Spirit of God gives us a confirmation of His Word in our hearts, we can trust it and stay with it. Even though we haven't seen it, we stay with it. Hope maketh not ashamed. Say amen.
Amen.
Hope maketh not ashamed. You see, hope takes away your shame. The man was an old man. The wife had no child. She was an old woman. And people looked at her. And now she had changed her name to Sarah, a princess with children. The man's name had been changed to Abraham, father of many. But they had no child. And people would laugh at them. But now they had hope. They staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Strong in faith, giving glory to God. When you have come to Christ, your shame leaves you. Shame goes. You may have been a failure all your life. But now shame is gone. Why? Because the God that you serve is with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead, and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
This message is titled Love, Hope, and Faith.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.